or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The presidential campaigns are gearing up the final push toward Election Day. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand is monitoring the action.
Returning to his hometown, former President Donald Trump is rallying at the iconic Madison Square Garden, one of the nation's most famous venues. He's taking the stage with running mate J.D. Vance and surrogates like Elon Musk in a solidly blue state, but in an effort to speak to a much broader audience and deliver a closing argument 9 days from Election Day.
I got a message for Kamala Harris tonight. We're feeling the joy in New York City tonight, aren't we?
For both campaigns, it's a fight for any remaining undecided voters and a game of turnout. Vice President Kamala Harris in Philadelphia to rally her supporters in the most populated part of the battleground state.
A new CBS News poll finds an essentially tied race nationally and across the battleground states. Jennifer DePinto is Deputy Director of Surveys.
Amid an even presidential race, 74% of voters nationwide do say the U.S. is ready to elect a black woman as president, up a bit from 68% this summer. This majority includes people who are voting for Kamala Harris and many who are not.
In Pittsburgh, 6 years to the day since the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue claimed 11 lives. A prayer in memory of the departed at a memorial service a short time ago. We're getting a look now at the framework for a proposed new round of talks over the war in Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas will present a comprehensive deal for an immediate end to the war in Gaza and a withdrawal of all Israeli troops from Gaza in exchange for the release of all Israeli hostages at once. Thousands of Palestinian prisoners would also be freed. The reports come as Egypt proposed a two-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange four Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is hoping to aid the state's ailing film industry with a proposed boost to the state's film and TV tax credit from $330 million to $750 million.
The industry here is increasingly on life support, and it needs a pattern interrupt. We need a jolt.
That jolt must be approved by the state legislature. McDonald's has issued a statement about the E. coli outbreak linked to the onions in their Quarter Pounders. It states that tests have ruled out the beef patties as the source of E. coli, and it says they remain very confident that any contaminated product has been removed from their supply chain and is out of all McDonald's restaurants. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s for Monday. It will be breezy out of the south. Chance of a shower Monday night with a low of 55. Breezy again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Rain likely Tuesday night.
Currently, 53 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That was The Ventures with The Bat from their fabulous album, Ventures in Space. And that is going to open up hour two of Seth Faces the Music this week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, it is time for a little experiment. Let me play Mad Scientist for you. I need to explain two things very quickly. First of all, the artist. He is a composer that goes by the name The Night Monitor. His real name is Neil Scriven, and he likes to compose music based on quote-unquote actual hauntings. He picks some famous ones, and then he writes music to it. Very spooky, cool music. I think it's very awesome. So, he just released this earlier this month. This is brand spanking new, everybody. A little EP called The Black Monk of Pontefract. Now, this is based on an actual recorded haunting in England that until 1981 was only locally known. The writer Colin Wilson put it in one of his books, and it became much more famous among those who love to study hauntings. And so here are five connected tunes, short ones. They equal about 10 minutes altogether. We'll be playing them back to back. And this is it, everyone. Tell me, what does this do to you?
Thank you. naked. What's in there?
Man's a skeleton in this closet.
That's all right, Puddin'. He'll get used to you.
Spooks were having that midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves to a cheerful dance. When the skeleton in the closet did his dance. Now goblin giggle with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazing was every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps. And they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bums. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
And that was the great Putney Dandridge with the skeleton in the closet. And before that, let me list off the tracks from the Black Monk of Pontefract. The title song was the first one. That was followed by 30 East Drive, then Invisible Hands, Mr. Nobody, and finally, A Study in Destructive Haunting. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have another song by Duran Duran from their album Dance Macabre. This one, however, was a reworking of one of their concert favorites. It's, in my opinion, an improvement upon the original. So stay tuned, everyone, right here on WFHR.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Land of My Dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Silence. Lies
on a stranger's bed. A new day breaks like a speeding train or an old friend. Ever expected but never knocking. Holding your own in a battered car. All night parties, cocktail bars and smile. When the butterfly escapes the killing jar. Sure as awake before the dancing is over. Wise or naked in the secret October. Fall on a windy morning shore. Nothing but a fading track of footsteps to prove that you'd ever been there. Spoken on a cotton cloud, like the sound of gunshot taken by the wind. Lost in distant thunder. Racing on a shining plane. Tomorrow you'll be content to watch as the lightning plays along the wires and you wonder. Sure as the week before the dancing is over. Eyes are naked in the secret October.
And that was Mazzy Star from their album She Hangs Brightly with Ghost Highway. And before that, we open up this set, once again, Duran Duran, from a song that was originally the B-side to their hit single Union of the Snake. That was Secret October 31st. Up next, we have a band known for creating fabulous atmosphere. In fact, they recorded one of the great Halloween-y type songs that's been used in TV shows and movies over and over again. I'm talking about the song Red Right Hand. Well, they recorded many more songs that had that kind of spooky, cool vibe going on. So let's play it right now. Here's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Little Ghost Song.
Thank you. are swindling to recognize and pin you down. I'm the ringing in your ears, rewriting all your fears, and you're the only one who hears the sound. The telltale beating floor kicks on this unreleased remix that rises like a phoenix from the ground. I'll be haunting you.
And of course, what week would be without my favorite band? They Might Be Giants. I'll Be Haunting You from their album Phone Power. One more segment to get to on this week's Seth Faces the Music as we try to wrap it up on a spooky note. We have a band from the 1980s. I've been playing them a lot lately for some reason, but they had a very ethereal sound and a very different... Their lead singer was a little weird too. Weird in a good way though. So stick around everyone. We'll be right back on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 97.5 FM, WFHR, we want you to succeed.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s for Monday. It will be breezy out of the south. Chance of a shower Monday night with a low of 55. Breezy again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Rain likely Tuesday night.
It's 51 at our studios.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
Spooky Boogie. That was Gentle Giant from their album Giant for a Day. And before that, we heard from Japan and Halloween. No, not the country, the band. David Sylvian, lead singer from their album Quiet Life. Well, that is just about going to wrap it up this week, ladies and gentlemen. We have one more song to go, but I want to thank you out there for sticking with me, not getting too scared, and running away from our Halloween 2 episode. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to go out on a song, and I'm so excited to do this, everyone. One of my favorite groups of all time. They're kind of an acquired taste, but I thought if there's ever going to be a chance for me to play these guys, it's going to be during Halloween. Here's Boren and Der Club of Gore, Darkstalker, from their album Sunset Mission. So long, everybody.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 97.5 FM WFHR, we want you to succeed.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son,
I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.